Hello friends, welcome to B-School. We are on a very important chapter, chapter 4. What makes foreign exchange rate move? In the previous three chapters, we saw what is foreign exchange, what is an exchange rate, and what is a foreign exchange market. But now, if we have to transact in a foreign exchange market, we should know how a foreign exchange rate move, and this is very essential for us to make some profit out of it, to fulfill our obligations without a loss. So, and hence this chapter is going to be very, very useful. The learning objectives of this chapter is to understand what is foreign exchange rate and also the various factors influencing the exchange rates. Also help you determine what makes the foreign exchange rates move. You will identify the objectives of the monetary or fiscal policy and the purpose of the exchange control. You'll also understand about speculation, balance of payment, exchange rate policy, and the intervention rates and the tariffs and the quotas. So the first question comes, why to know what causes the foreign exchange rates to move? As we have seen, the foreign exchange market is a huge market. It's not only huge, but it is extremely volatile. It can be operated 24 hours a day, and hence it becomes very imperative for a purchaser, seller, and speculator, or all the entities that deal in the foreign exchange market, to know the causes of rates to move in order to ensure that they don't suffer a loss. On the other hand, they make their profits and even fulfill their obligations. So what could be the factors that causes the rates to move? There can be different factors. The first and the common factor is the market sentiment, the mood of the traders, the fundamental factor, the state of economy. Yet another important factor, the government policy, based on the mood, the demand and supply, and a host of other factors. There is no foolproof list which can actually list out all the causes of foreign exchange rates to move. So based on the various understandings, we have listed certain important factors that we are going to discuss, namely the strength of the economy, political or psychological factors, the economic expectations, the inflation rates, the capital movements, the speculations, and the balance of payments. The government monetary and fiscal policies, exchange rate policies and intervention, interest rates, tariffs and quotas, as well as the exchange control. So let's begin with the strength of economy. As we have seen, any investor, whether it is an Indian investor or a foreign investor, would like to invest in a currency if the economy is growing. If the economy is growing fast and strong, it will further attract foreign currency. Weaknesses results in outflow of foreign exchange. Whoever has invested will take away its investments in the form of their currency. If a country is not a net exporter, the inflow of foreign currency far outstrips the outflow of their own currency, and that's where the problem in balance of payment can come. The loss of confidence in the forex market will come. The exporters won't be easily dealing with the importers for exporting goods and services to the country, suffering the deficit. The next important factor is political or psychological. When we talk about the political factors, the stability of the country becomes very important. A country which often goes into turmoil or the clashes or restlessness will not be an attractive proposition for investors to invest into the currency of that country. Many currencies have a tradition of behaving in a particular way. For example, the Swiss francs as a refugee or a safe haven currency. Unlike it, the US dollar moves either up or down whenever there is a political crisis anywhere in the world. Exchange rates can also fluctuate if there is a change in government. In short, the state of government and the psychology of the people together can impact the investments in the currency of a particular country. Like economic growth, economic expectations can also influence the foreign exchange rates. And when we talk in terms of economic expectations, the best place to see is the budget that is presented annually by the government. The budget stimulates the expectations. It provides all the economic data, the balance of payments, the export growth, the inflation rates, and the likes. Its likely effect on the exchange rate is examined by the experts and all those investors who want to invest. If the economic situation is not as anticipated, the rate could even depreciate. However, if the economic situation is expected to be growing like anything, definitely the currency value will increase. The movement really depends upon the market sentiment. The market reacts or discounts the anticipated, expected information, and whoever wants to invest will definitely look into such important piece of documents. Next important rates are the inflation rates. Inflation rates are published by the government and actually felt by the people. Exchange rates moves in the directions required to compensate for relative inflation rates. If a currency is already overvalued, stronger than what is warranted by relative inflation rates, depreciation sufficient enough to correct the position can be expected, and vice versa. Exchange rate is a relative price, and hence the market weighs all the relative factors in relative terms. A relatively high rate of inflation reduces the country's competitiveness in international markets, and this will definitely bring down the currency value by reducing the demand or the expected demand or the domestic currency. Next important factor is the capital movements of foreign currency during various reasons. These capital movements we have seen can happen because of the current account transactions, the capital account transactions. If it is positive, especially after the liberalization, a lot of foreign direct investments are attracted in India, then it will result into appreciation of the currency. However, if it is negative, like the one that was seen during the 1996, during the Southeast Asian crisis, where luckily India did not suffer much as suffered by the South Asian currencies, yen, the prices of the currency are expected to depreciate. So the capital movements can play both positive and negative impact on the currency value. The rupee had become quite strong with the growing exports and strong inflows of foreign currency, especially after liberalization. In the recent years, on account of growing imports, the rise in the price of oil, the trade war between the United States and China, the Ukraine crisis, and the Brexit, the rupee has weakened against the dollar. And that's where we see it has crossed the 80 rupees mark. Speculation influences the rate. Speculation in a currency can raise or lower the exchange rate, because we have seen the basic function of speculators to take advantage of the rate movements. And sometimes they win, sometimes they lose. And based on that, the currency rates can go up and down. Balance in payment also plays a very important role on the rate movement. A net inflow of foreign currency tends to strengthen the currency of the home vis-a-vis other currencies. The supply of foreign currency will be in excess of demand. If the balance of payment is positive, foreign exchange reserves are increasing, the home currency will become stronger. We have seen this in the previous chapter. Balance of payments more directly connected with the trade. If your exports are more than the imports, definitely you will have a surplus balance of payment. Whereas if your imports are more than the exports, then definitely it will be a deficit balance of payment. Whenever there is a surplus, your currency value will increase. Whenever there is a deficit, the currency value will automatically decrease. Governments' monetary and fiscal policy also play a very important role. We have seen interest rates have a very important influence on the exchange rates. Higher interest rates will attract currency and in turn appreciate the value of the currency. Governments, through their monetary and fiscal policy, affect the international trade, the trade balance, the supply and demand for a currency. Fiscal surpluses will slow economic growth and this will reduce the demand for imports and encourage the exports, whereas increasing the supply of money raises the price and makes the imports more attractive. So government policies are very, very important, whether it is a fiscal surplus or increase in the supply of money. The effectiveness of the policy depends upon the price and the income elasticities of demand for particular goods. Monetary and fiscal policies support the currency through a reduction in inflation. Net capital inflows supply direct support for the exchange rates. So the government has to carefully craft the monetary policy as well as the fiscal policy. The provisions should be such that it will support the currency. The currency will get supported if there are actual help for the exports. The imports are controlled. The inflation is controlled. Whenever there is an export, the capital inflows will increase, and such capital inflows can definitely improve the exchange rate. Central bank has a very important role to play in the rate movements. We have seen this in the previous chapter. The Reserve Bank of India controls inflation by increasing or decreasing the money supply, or even raising or lowering the interest rates. They directly intervene whenever there is a need to check the exchange rates. Central bank either buys or sells as the need be. Buying foreign currency when there is an excess in supply of foreign exchange, and selling foreign currency when demand for foreign exchange exceeds the supply. The objective of monetary policy is to maintain the stability and the economic growth. The deregulation of financial markets by major countries has played a very important role in the exchange rate movement. Changes in regulations relating to exchange markets have influenced the exchange rates. The official interventions smoothen an otherwise disorderly market, and central banks here play a very important role to intervene and maintain the stability of the exchange rates. Now, how does interest rate play a role in influencing the currency rates? Interest differentials between major currencies exist, like demand and supply of currencies. The growing integration of financial markets of major countries have created demand, more demand for the foreign currency. The revolution in communication facilities has further smoothened the transactions in foreign exchange. The growth of specialized and asset management agencies have fine-tuned the processes and procedures in the foreign exchange through sophisticated platforms. The emergence of foreign trading as foreign centers have further boosted the revenues of the treasuries. High interest rates attract speculative capital moves. And when we talk about a globalized market, there are various opportunities to look different types of advantages in the form of speculation, in the form of arbitrage opportunities. And increase will cause an inflow of foreign currency, a decrease will cause of outflight of the foreign currency. Like interest rates, tariffs and quotas also play a very important role in influencing the foreign exchange to protect the country's foreign exchange by reducing the demand. Prior to liberalization, tariffs on imports and restrictions on imports were very heavy. Additionally, high customs duties were also existing to discourage the imports and to protect the domestic industry. The tariffs and quotas are not popular internationally. However, they are used when needed, like the quotas imposed by the US. There were also severe quotas imposed by Japan. When we talk about the rate movement, there also exists an important role for exchange control. The purpose of exchange control is to manage the supply and demand of currency to protect the home currency. Currency control is a restriction of using or oiling of foreign currency at home or abroad. If there are no restrictions, then anyone can take a ride off the currency and cause serious damages to the economy, and hence every government ensures that there are exchange control regulations in their country to protect the currency. After liberalization, there were several exchange controls. However, after liberalization, lots of improvisations, revisions, amendments have been made to provide easy facilities for dealing in foreign exchange, and India has now become fully convertible on the current account, but not on capital account, which might happen very soon. So friends, with this, we have reached the conclusion of the chapter. Exchange rates are dynamic and constantly changing. These changes occur due to several factors such as the market sentiments, the political happenings, economic situations, interest rates, inflation, government policies, and speculation. Several of these are normally short-term but can extend to medium and long-term. Exchange rate management is a delicate skill and has to be managed carefully as it affects the long-term health of the economy and the country's competitiveness in trade. Thank you.